Hey, Danny, what kind of Play-Doh tastes the best?
You're not supposed to eat it, Jeffy.
But it smells so good.
Hear ye, hear ye. Art thou ready for our date tonight?
Hear me. Watch me smack my pee-pee.
Wait, baby, why are you dressed like that?
Because we have a date tonight, Marvin.
We do?
Yes, Marvin, a week ago you said we could go to the medieval times where we can eat turkey legs and mashed potatoes with our bare hands and watch people battle to the death.
I don't remember making those plans.
But you did, Marvin.
Well, baby, we don't have a babysitter for Jeffy. We can't go.
You said you already got Jeffy a babysitter.
I did?
Yes!
I don't remember saying this. Well, hold on. This Slinky's about to go down the stairs.
Hey, Marvin!
What do you want, baby? I'm doing something.
Can we go on a date soon?
Yeah, sure.
Can we go, like, next weekend?
Whatever you want.
Can we go to medieval times?
Yeah, sure.
Will you make sure that Jeffy has a babysitter?
He already has one.
What, really?
Well, yeah, just leave me alone, please.
Okay, thanks, Marvin.
Oh, I just want to do my Slinky.
Oh, now I remember.
So are we going?
Well, baby, see, here's the thing.
Hey, Dad, use this.
Wait, what's that?
It's a book of excuses. I use it all the time.
Good thinking, Jeffy. Well, baby, see, I'd love to go, but, my cat, dog, gerbil, hamster is sick.
Marvin, are you just reading a book of excuses?
No, baby, can we just go another night?
I can't believe you forgot!
I didn't forget. Don't cry. We're going.
We are?
Yeah, I was just joking. I didn't forget. I remembered everything. I even got Jeffy a babysit already.
You did? Oh my gosh, Marvin, let's go. I'm so excited.
Yeah, let's go. But hold on. Before we go, I have to go use the bathroom. So just wait right here while I use the bathroom. And then we're going to go, okay?
Okay, hurry.
I can't believe I forgot my date night tonight. Where am I supposed to find a babysitter at the last second?
Man, these cookies are hot. This oven is hot. Man, it's hot as hell.
Oh, Chef Peepee. Hey, Chef Peepee.
Oh, hey, Marvin. You want a hot-ass cookie from this hot-ass oven? Because, man, it's hot.
No. I actually need a favor from you. I was wondering, could you possibly babysit Jeffy tonight?
No, I can't babysit Jeffy. Jeffy's the worst kid ever. I would rather die.
Well, no, I just don't have any other options, so can you please babysit Jeffy, please?
You know what, Marvin, I would love to, but, unfortunately, I'm going to be in the hospital with third-degree burns.
Wait, what? Okay, I don't have any other options. I'm calling the only person that can help me.
Hello?
Hey, I really need your help.
No, man, come on. You're always calling me to be a cop or a doctor or a plumber. You never just call to hang out. I feel like you're using me.
I'm not using you. I just really need your help.
No, you know what, man? It's my day off and I'm just not in the mood.
But buddy, I want to hang out.
Buddy? Hang out?
Yeah, I want to hang out.
You really want to hang out with me?
Yeah, you're my best friend.
Best friend? Really? You mean it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I want to hang out. Like we could slam back a few brewskis, and we could stay up all night and tell scary stories.
Yeah, just come over.
Okay, can I spend the night?
Spend the night?
Yeah, like I could bring my pillow, and we could make a pillow fort. It'd be so cool.
Yeah, whatever gets you over here faster. Just get over here.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm going to sneak out so my wife doesn't see. I'm so bad.
Okay, I'll see you in a minute, buddy. He's here already? Hello?
Hey, buddy, I drank 3 energy drinks in the car on the way here because I want to make sure I have enough energy to stay up all night long. I even brought my lucky pillow. I've had it since I was 5 years old. I chew it whenever I get nervous. Can you tell I'm nervous? All the kids in high school used to make fun of me because I would bring it to school and chew it in class. But you're not going to do that, right? Because we're best friends. That's what best friends are for. Go on, chew it.
I'm not chewing that.
No, it's okay if our slobbers touch because we're slobber pals.
Oh, no, I'm good.
Okay, so I was thinking first we would get manicures and then we would tell scary stories and then have a pillow fight and then braid our hair. Or we could braid our hair and then have a pillow fight and then get manicures and then tell scary stories. It doesn't really matter which order we do it in as long as we do it all. But we'll have plenty of time to do it all because we're going to stay up all night long, right?
Yeah, we're going to stay up all night long. So actually, there was something I need you to do.
Did you just ask me over here to do something for you?
Yeah. The thing I need you to do is to not go easy on me on the pillow fight.
Okay, buddy. Ow. How was that?
That was really good. Yeah, so come inside so we can have our sleepover.
Okay.
All right, I'm back.
Marvin, where have you been? You took forever. We need to go now.
I had to wait for the babysitter.
Well, where is he?
Hey, everybody. I'm here.
Is this the babysitter?
Babysitter? What the hell are you talking about? No, I'm Marvin's best friend. I'm here for the sleepover.
Sleepover?
Yeah, baby, the sleepover. So this is the babysitter, and I told him he has to watch Jeffy all night because I want to go to the beach and watch the sunrise with you.
Aw, really?
Yeah, so go wait in the car.
Okay.
All right, so what do you want to do first? I think we should watch a scary movie.
A scary movie?
Yeah, is it okay if whenever I get scared, I hide behind you and do this?
Hold me.
Hey, Dad, can I pick the movie?
What the? Your son is here? I thought this was just going to be a sleepover with two best friends, just you and me.
It is. So obviously, I'm a dad, so I have to wait for my son to go to sleep. So I was thinking we could put on a movie, and then when he falls asleep, we do all our fun sleepover stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so what movie should we put on to help him go to sleep?
We should put on the most boring movie ever. How about The Good Dinosaur? That movie sucks.
Yeah, so put that on and watch it with him, and I'm going to go use the bathroom.
If you're constipated, you can chew on my pillow. That's what I do when I'm constipated.
Ew, no!
All right, let's find The Good Dinosaur. Where's Disney Plus?
Can we watch Mickey Mouse's Clubhouse?
No, we cannot watch Mickey Mouse's Clubhouse. Do I look like a little kid to you?
Will you give me the remote?
No, give me the remote.
Give me the remote. All right, good.
All right, fine. We can watch Mickey Mouse's Dumbhouse.
All right, baby, are you ready?
Yes, Marvin, I'm so excited. Let's go.
All right, let's go. Oh, wait a minute. Darn it. I forgot my wallet inside.
That's okay, Marvin. I have money.
No, baby, I'm not going to let you pay for our date night. It'll just take me a few seconds. Hold on.
Hurry!
It's the Mickey Mouse Trap House. Come inside. There's crime inside. Trap House!
I love you, Mickey Mouse.
He can't hear you.
All right, Mouseketeers. Today we're going to find out what happens when you snitch.
You get stitches.
Oh, Toodles.
Ugh, I hate Toodles. He's dumb.
All right, Mouseketeers. So the first thing you're going to do is you're going to look at your snitch, you grab your gut, and you go splat, splat, splat. Let's try it out.
No, Mickey, I promise I'm not lying.
I'm telling you crap, Goofy.
No, Mickey, put the gun down.
Oh, no, they shot Goofy.
I didn't realize we were watching an extremely goofy homicide.
All right, I'm back.
Good, because your son's trying to ruin the sleepover.
What's he doing?
He's watching Mickey Mouse's Trap House.
Jeffy, I told you not to watch that anymore. Go to bed.
Don't you have a date to go on with your wife?
No, he has a sleepover to do with me.
No, he has a date to go on.
Wait, is this a date? Because I thought it was a sleepover.
Oh, no, it's not a date. Jeffy, go take a bath.
Who, me? I'll take a bath.
I want to take a bath.
Oh, no,
he told me to take a bath first.
Well, no, I got to take a bath.
No, you're going to use all the hot water. Hey, do you have bubbles?
Touch my bubbles and you die.
Oh, okay, flip a quarter and then whoever gets heads takes a bath first. Okay, I got to use the bathroom again, so go figure that out.
Okay, fine. I'll get a quart. All right, I got a quarter. If it's heads, that means I get to take a bath first. And if it's tails, then you get to take a bath first.
All right.
It's heads. I get to take a bath first. Ha ha.
Oh, man, I wanted to take a bath first.
Yeah, you sit here and enjoy your stupid little show. I'm going to go make Santa Claus beards with the bubbles.
Oh, man, I wanted to do that.
And guess what? I'm going to use all the hot water.
Oh, man.
There, my bath is ready. Ooh, let's get in. Oh, yeah, that's what Daddy likes. Oh, look at this, rubber duckies. Oh, it's so fun. Oh, no, what if there's sharks in the water? Protect me, duckies. He killed all the sharks. Good duckies.
All right, you like your hot bath? Well, try some lava.
What the hell are you doing? That's lava. No, let's get out of here, duckies.
Marvin, I'm so excited.
Well, we're on our way. Hold on, my phone's ringing.
Marvin, not while you're driving.
Okay, I'll stop the car. Well, hello?
Hey, man, what the heck?
What's wrong?
Your son just ruined my bath. Where are you?
I'm still in the bathroom.
Marvin, who's on the phone?
Oh, you get girls with you in the bathroom? Man, you're a player.
Well, what do you want?
I want you to come back here and tell your son to knock it off.
Give me a few minutes. I'll be right there. Baby, we have to turn around.
Why?
Because I want to wear a costume like that.
Marvin, we don't have time for this.
I'm too underdressed. I want to dress like that. I don't look like a barbarian. Like, we'll turn around. It'll be a few minutes. All right, I'm back. What's going on?
Your son ruined my bubble bath by pouring hot lava in the bathtub.
Hot lava? Where'd you get hot lava from?
From my lava lamp.
You know that's not real lava, right?
Yeah, it is. Why else would it be called a lava lamp, dummy? God, you're so dumb. I mean, you're my best friend, but you're dumb.
All right, let's knock it off. How about we all just go to sleep?
Well, I can't go to sleep. I already had 3 energy drinks. And besides, we're supposed to stay up all night long.
Okay, how about this? How about we pretend to go to sleep? Because if Jeffy sees us sleeping, then he'll go to sleep and then we can stay up all night.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. You know, you're really smart. I take back that time I said you were dumb a minute ago.
Oh, okay, how about this? Let's all go to bed. Hey, Jeffy, let's go to bed. We're all going to cuddle.
I'm all nice and cozy.
Wait, are you naked?
Yeah, I sleep naked, don't you?
No, I wear my clothes.
You sleep in the clothes that you wore all day that got all stinky and sweaty? Your bed must be gross.
Well, let's just focus on going to bed.
Well, I'm
going to
cuddle you because you're my best friend.
Wait, no, I'm going to cuddle because he's my daddy.
Not if I cuddle him first.
No, I'm going to cuddle him
first. No, I'm going to cuddle him first.
No, he's my daddy. He's my daddy.
Pillow fight.
No. Stop that. Stop that. Stop that. Stop that. Stop that. No more pillow fights. Let's just tell scary stories.
Ooh, scary stories. Hold on. I gotta get Paul.
Paul?
Yeah, Paul the pillow. He's my pillow. I'm ready.
Jeffy, tell a scary story.
Okay. One time, I wanted pizza for dinner.
Oh, pizza's good.
And my daddy said no.
Why would he do that?
I don't know. And then instead of pizza, he gave me green beans.
Oh, no, not green beans. No, don't tell me anymore. I don't want to hear it. La, 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 la.
I have to get out of this. Oh, guys, I got an idea. Why don't we play hide and seek?
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, I want to play hide and seek.
Oh, okay. So you guys hide, and I'll be the seeker. So I'll count to 300, and do not, for any reason, come out until I find you, okay?
Wait, you're going to count to 300?
I'm a fast counter. I want to give you time to find the best hiding spot. So remember, do not come out until I find you. If you come out before I find you, you lose, and you're a loser.
Oh, okay.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, I'm gonna go on my date.
All right, I'm ready.
Marvin, where's your costume that we had to turn around for?
Oh, yeah, my costume. Darn it. I outgrew it. It's too small. There's rips in it. I don't have one.
Can we just go now? I'm starving.
Okay, I promise, baby, no more distractions. We're going.
Marvin, that dinner was amazing!
We ate mashed potatoes with our fingers.
I know, we ate like barbarians!
Well, I'm glad you had a good time.
I did, but Marvin, you've been really weird tonight. What's wrong?
Well, I had to run back and forth, and I was really stressed out, and I haven't been honest with you, baby. So I did forget about our date, and I didn't get a babysitter, and so I called Brooke and Guy at the last second, and he wanted to hang out, and I lied to him and said I'd hang out with him, and I tricked him into babysitting Jeffy.
Marvin, that's so mean.
Yeah, that is mean.
What the?
I was hiding under the couch cushion.
Why?
Because we were playing hide and seek, remember? And I was down there for a long time, and I just thought, maybe he's just bad at hide and seek. But then, after a few hours, I realized you weren't coming.
Marvin, why is the babysitter naked?
Yeah, why is the babysitter naked? Maybe it's because he didn't know he was a babysitter.
I don't want my face down there. Look. Broken guy, I'm sorry, I did want to hang out with you.
Oh, really? So, if you didn't need a babysitter, would you have called me?
Well, I said...
Yes or no?
No.
Marvin, why didn't you just invite him to dinner?
We did!
I wanted to go to dinner. I want to eat mashed potatoes with my fingers.
I need a babysitter! Why didn't we bring Jeffy? This is so stupid! Buddy! Look, I'll make it up to you. What do you want to do? You want to go to dinner?
No, I want a friend.
I am your friend. How about we stay up all night and watch movies?
Really?
Yeah, and we can hang out and do manicures and gossip and all that stuff.
Will you chew on my pillow?
Yes, I'll chew on your pillow.
You're the best friend ever!
Boys are weird.
Isn't Paul delicious? He's so comforting to chew on.
Why is my side crunchy?
Oh, that's where all the dried spit is.
I'm still winning hide and seek.
So, baby, we haven't had alone time in a while.
I know, Marvin. We've just been so busy with Jeffy.
But I think Jeffy's in his room right now, so we can be alone.
Oh, okay.
What? Jeffy, stop it! Why?
Take me to Disney World.
What, Disney World? I can't take you to Disney World right now.
I gotta show Mickey Mouse my ducky toy.
Mickey Mouse does not care about your ducky toy.
I gotta show him that it squeaks.
He's not gonna care that it squeaks.
See, look.
I see that it squeaks, but Mickey Mouse does not care.
Mickey Mouse is gonna go, oh, that's a cool ducky toy, Jeffy. Hot dogs.
What? Okay, he might say that, but there's no point going to Disney World just for him to say that.
And then Goofy's gonna say, gosh, Jeffy, that sure is a cool ducky toy.
Okay, well, look, we don't need to go just for him to say that.
And then Pluto's gonna say, bark.
Okay.
And then Donald Duck's gonna go,
ducky toy.
Okay, well, look, listen, you already did all the voices, so you don't have to hear them say it.
Well, no, I gotta go to Disney World.
We're not going to Disney World, Jeffy.
If you don't take me to Disney World, I'm going to squeak my ducky toy all day.
Marvin, how about we try distracting him with something?
Like what?
I don't know, maybe a scavenger hunt?
Ooh, a scavenger hunt. That would distract him for a long time. Hey, Jeffy, we got something cooler than Disney World.
What?
A scavenger hunt.
What's that?
It's like a treasure hunt, but with no treasure at the end.
So then why would I do it?
Well, because there's a prize at the end of the scavenger hunt.
Is it Disney World?
Maybe, or it's something cooler than Disney World.
What's cooler than Disney World?
Whatever the prize is at the end of the scavenger hunt.
Well, I don't want to do it.
Well, you're going to do it. Okay, how do we start the scavenger hunt?
Let me write down the clues and hide them around the house.
Okay, the scavenger hunt's about to start.
All right, Marvin, I hid all the clues.
All right, let's get Jeffy started on the scavenger hunt, and then we can be alone.
Okay.
All right, Jeffy, are you ready to start the scavenger hunt?
No.
Well, you're going to do it anyway. All right, clue number one. Got a runny nose?
No.
Let me finish. Or dust on your shoes?
No.
No need to cry.
I'm not.
Simply hunt for... What would you hunt for?
Rabbits.
Rabbits? How'd you get rabbits?
Well, you know how they say, oh, it's rabbit season. I'm hunting rabbits.
It's not rabbits, Jeffy. Look, if you had a runny nose, what would you wipe your nose with?
My arm?
Ew.
Well, okay, well, if you had dust on your shoes, how would you get the dust off?
I'd wipe them on the carpet.
Well, if you were crying, what would you do?
Get over it.
Jeffy, you're supposed to answer the riddle.
Rabbits.
It's not rabbits!
Marvin, maybe we should help him with this one.
Okay, the answer is tissues.
Tissues? How is it tissues? You've never heard anyone say it's tissue season. I'm gonna go hunt some tissues.
Why'd you put hunt?
Well, it's a scavenger hunt.
You should have put look, because now he thinks hunting is rabbits. Oh, look, Jeffy, the answer is tissues. Go find a box of tissues.
And then I get to go to Disney World.
Well, there's gonna be another clue on the tissue box. Just go find a box of tissues. Okay, now that Jeffy started his scavenger hunt, we can be all alone now.
Yeah, we can.
All right, Dad, I found the tissues.
Jeffy, you're not supposed to bring the tissues to us.
Why? I won. Now I get to go to Disney World.
No, I never said that. You have to finish the scavenger hunt. You have to find the next clue.
Well, where's Dad at?
Flip it over, Jeffy. It's on the bottom.
Look, there's a clue, Jeffy. Read it. Go on the scavenger hunt. Leave us alone.
I can't read it.
Why?
My eyes don't work.
Yes, they do, Jeffy.
I turned them off.
Baby, read it.
One hand is longer than the other, but you don't need a dock. It has numbers 1 through 12. I think it's time to look at a...
Boat.
Boat? How'd you get boat?
Well, because there's a dock right there, and that's where you park a boat.
No, not that kind of a dock. A dock like a doctor.
Well, then why didn't you write doctor on the clue?
Well, what rhymes with dock, Jeffy?
Lock.
Well, you add a C in front of that.
Clock?
Yeah, the answer is clock, Jeffy. Go find a clock.
Well, how does a clock have hands?
Clocks have two hands, and one is bigger than the other.
No, they don't have hands!
Yeah, they do, Jeffy. They have hands on their face.
Oh, you guys are smoking something. I'm gonna go find a clock. It better have hands, and it better look at me with its face.
Just go find a clock, Jeffy. That's where the next clue is. All right. Hopefully, Jeffy is distracted right now with the scavenger hunt, and we can be alone now.
Yeah.
All right. You guys got some explaining to do. I don't see the hands, and I don't see the face, and I want to see them.
Jeffy, every time you find something, you're not supposed to bring it to us. You're supposed to figure it out on your own.
But I want to see your face and hands.
Jeffy, it's just called a clock face.
Do you see a face?
Jeffy, it's right there.
Yeah, Jeffy, the face is right there.
Oh, then you guys better definitely give me whatever you're smoking, because I don't see a face or hands. Is it a scary face? Does it look like this?
Ooh.
No, Jeffy, it does not look like a scary face. Look, there's a clue on the back of the clock. Flip it over.
Read it.
Well, no, Jeffy, we're not helping you anymore. The whole point of this scavenger hunt is for me and Mommy to have some alone time. So look, you need to go figure this out. Look, go get some friends to help you.
Okay, so at the end of this scavenger hunt, am I going to get to go to Disney World?
I don't know. There's a prize at the end of the scavenger hunt, and I don't know what it is. What is it? Don't tell me. Look, just go on the scavenger hunt, get some friends to help you, and you might possibly go to Disney World.
Because I'm going to be really pissed if I do all this scavenger hunt and I don't get to go to Disney World.
Look, just go through all the clues, please.
All right.
Okay, we're gonna be alone now.
Hey, Cody, check out my cool new remote control car.
Oh, cool. Can I play with it?
Yeah, just don't break it.
Okay, I'll try not to.
Yeah, just be very careful with it.
Let's see.
No! Wait, what? Cody!
Oh, no.
It better not be broken.
I'm sorry.
Hey, guys, can you guys help me with my scavenger hunt?
What, a scavenger hunt?
Yeah, my mommy and daddy told me that if I completed it, they would take me to Disney World.
Oh, cool. Can we go?
Yeah, I want to go to Disney World.
Yeah, if you guys help me with my scavenger hunt, then y'all can go to Disney World with me.
I want to go to Disney World. Okay, Cody, let's help with the scavenger hunt.
Okay. Let's see. Getting a little hungry? Perhaps you have a date? Search for this round item. A meal fits nicely on a...
bowl.
Yeah, it's bowl.
Yeah, you eat bowl. Cereal in a bowl, so it says getting a little hungry, so you eat out of a bowl.
Yeah, and it's round.
Okay, let's go in the kitchen and find a bowl.
Okay.
All right, guys, the bowl is in here. Look, there's the bowl right there.
Yeah, we did it!
We get to go to Disney World!
Yeah!
Cody, there's a piece of paper under that plate.
What's this? Let's see. But it's another clue!
Why would they put a clue under the plate? It was supposed to go under the bowl.
Yeah, what's it say? Need to wash your hands without water? Oh my, what a miser. Maybe you need a bottle of...
water?
Well, no, it says without water.
Who washes their hands without water?
Yeah, that's gross.
That is gross. A bottle of shampoo?
Well, I mean, you'd still need water to wash it off your hands.
Oh, Sprite. You could use a bottle of Sprite to wash your hands.
Well, you could, but then your hands would just be sticky.
Hey, guys, look, there's another clue over here.
Another clue?
Why is it under a bottle of...
Hand sanitizer.
Oh, that rhymes with miser.
Yeah, they're supposed to rhyme.
Oh, okay, so what's this clue say?
They always have a good view, but they won't send you a bill. Look under a window. The next clue is on a...
stripper.
What?
Look, they have a good view, and they won't send you a bill.
Well, yeah, I guess that's true, but why would a stripper be under a window?
Huh. What else could it be?
Ooh, binoculars. They have a good view.
Oh, yeah, binoculars. Okay, we gotta look for binoculars.
Ooh, a duck.
Yeah, they don't send you their bill. They keep their bill.
Yeah, a duck with binoculars would have a really good view and a bill.
Yeah, so we gotta find a duck with binoculars that strips that's under a window.
Yeah.
Start searching windows.
Here, ducky, ducky, ducky.
We got some money to throw at you.
Hold on, guys. I'll do the ducky call.
Are you guys looking under the window?
Yeah.
I just don't see them. Oh, guys, I found a clue! But where's the duck with the binoculars?
He probably got tired of standing here and went home.
Huh, well, he left this clue on this windowsill. Let me read it. The sun is bright today, even through your eyelashes. Perhaps you should protect your eyes. Look for a pair of...
Safety goggles!
Yeah, you gotta protect your eyes and put on safety goggles!
That's gotta be it.
All right, guys, go look in the drawers in the kitchen for safety goggles.
Okay.
No! No!
No.
Check that one.
Okay. Ooh, I found some sunglasses.
But sunglasses? I thought it was safety goggles.
Must have been sunglasses. Let's see what the clue says. This thing can show you lots, even pictures of Pooter. It has keys and a mouse. Why don't you look for a computer? It's computer.
It's computer?
Yeah, I look at pictures of Pooter on my computer all the time.
Well, let's go to the computer! All right, Cody, there's my computer.
All right, show me some Pooter.
Oh, we found a clue!
Are you covered in slime? Well, I will be when I get done using this computer. Do you need a good scrub? Grab some soap and water and head for the handy-dandy...
sink!
It's gotta be sink.
Yeah, because it says, do you need a good scrub? And you scrub your hands in the sink with soap and water.
Yeah!
All right, let's go to the sink and get the next clue. All right, guys, do you see the clue?
No, I don't see it.
I don't see anything.
Guys, the clue has to be in the sink because the sink is the answer.
Yeah, check under the sponge.
Okay.
No, it's not there.
Well, grab the last clue. Maybe we're missing something.
Okay. It has to be sink, see? Because it says, do you need a good scrub? Grab some soap and water and head for the handy-dandy sink. It has to be sink.
It has to be sink. Wait. Cody says, the handy-dandy. Maybe we have to call a handyman, because the next clue is inside the sink, and we need a handyman to get inside the sink.
Yeah, that has to be it.
Okay, let's call a handyman.
Okay.
Hey there, you call a handyman?
Yes, sir. We need your help getting a clue that's inside the sink.
A clue? What are you playing, Blue's Clues? How'd the dog even get its paw in the sink? How did Steve draw that?
No, we're doing a scavenger hunt, and one of the clues is inside the sink.
Oh, it's kind of mean of the person who put the scavenger hunt together to hide it in a sink like that. I mean, what do you even get for winning the scavenger hunt?
If we win, we get to all go to Disney World!
Yeah!
Really? Can I go?
Yeah, everyone gets to go if we win.
Oh, okay. Let me just open up the sink and see if I can find your clue.
Yeah, the clue should be in there.
Oh, let's see here. It's not in there.
What? The clue is not in there?
No, I opened up all the pipes and I checked all of them and then put them all back together and there was no clue in there.
Oh, no, it has to be in the sink.
Well, do you even know for sure that it's in the sink?
Well, look, there's the last clue. Tell us if it's in the sink.
Oh, let's see. Are you covered in slime? Do you need a good scrub? Grab some soap and water and head for the handy-dandy... Guys, come on, it's shower.
It's the shower?
Yeah, obviously. That has soap and water and that's when you scrub. It's gotta be the shower.
Okay, let's go check the shower.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we're in the shower. Do you see any clues?
No.
Mm-mm.
Oh, guys, I found a clue. It's in the bathtub.
Oh, it was bathtub.
Oh, yeah, bathtub.
No, it was shower, see, because the shower is connected to the bathtub. So I win, me.
Let me read the next clue. All right, these things can be very sharp. They aren't for beginners. If you need to cut out a shape, just look for some...
knives.
What, knives?
Yeah, it's gotta be knives. They're sharp, they're not for beginners, and they cut things.
Yeah, knives!
Yeah, it's gotta be knives.
All right, then let's go in the kitchen and get some knives!
Yeah!
Oh, man, just got done cleaning the entire kitchen.
Guys, the knives are over there!
Let me see.
Gee, what are you doing in the kitchen? And be careful with those knives.
We're doing a scavenger hunt, Chef Evie.
Well, why are you messing up my kitchen?
Because if we win the scavenger hunt, we all get to go to Disney World.
Ooh, can I go to Disney World too?
Yeah, if we win, we all get to go.
Oh, well, why is he messing with those knives?
Because there's a clue on one of those knives, Chef Evie.
There's not a clue on those knives, Junior. I just watched those knives. They're spotless.
Well,
Well, then help us with this, because we think the answer is knives.
Well, let me see. These things can be very sharp. They aren't for beginners. If you need to cut out a shape, just look for some...
It's scissors, Junior!
What, scissors?
Yes, it's scissors, Junior. You can't cut out a shape with a knife. You need scissors.
Well, guys, Chef Pee Pee says the answer is scissors.
Nah, he's dumb.
Yeah, it's not scissors.
Yeah, it's not...
It's scissors,
it's
Junior!
It's not scissors, Chef Pee Pee. Where are the scissors at, then?
They're right here. There's a pair right here.
Wait, guys, Chef Pee Pee was right! The answer is scissors. Come over here. The clue. All right, guys. The last clue is in here.
Is this the last clue? Well, yeah, because it says last clue right there. You haven't gone bonkers? Perhaps you should color with crayons or your brand new car!
It has to be car!
So we can drive to Disney World!
Yeah, that makes sense! I think we're all getting new cars!
We all get brand new cars? We can't even drive yet!
Wait, who do we go to get the cars?
My dad, because he's the one who set this whole scavenger thing up.
All right, let's go get them!
Yeah!
The car!
Sorry, Marvin, I just woke up. I was just so tired after making that scavenger hunt.
But we've been alone for so long, and Jeffy's been distracted. We could have been doing so much fun stuff, but you've been sleeping the whole time.
I'm sorry, Marvin, but now we can do whatever you want.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We get brand new cars! We get brand new cars! We get brand new cars!
Hey! What is everyone talking about?
Well, we finished the scavenger hunt, so now we get brand new cars.
Yeah, we're ready for our brand new cars.
And the trip to Disney World!
Well, where'd you guys get car from?
Well, dang, the last sentence of the last clue says, perhaps you should color with crayons or your brand new car.
Bonkers doesn't rhyme with car!
Well, no one's saying that it does. We just want our cars.
Well, yeah, and the trip to Disney World.
The answer is not car.
Well, then what is it? Is it jet ski? Because I'll ride to Disney World on a jet ski. That's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
No, baby, show them what it is.
Okay. I'll read it to you. Is this the last clue? You haven't gone bonkers. Perhaps you should color with crayons or your brand new... Markers!
You're joking, right?
Yeah, where's the car?
What? You're telling me that we did this entire scavenger hunt just to get markers?
They're washable.
Yeah, so if you like color on the walls, we can wash it off.
But we're still going to go to Disney World, though, right?
Yeah. Disney World, right?
No, no one's going to Disney World. You get markers, Jeffy. Go color with your markers.
So you're telling me no Disney World, no new cars, and I only get markers?
They're washable markers. 10 of them.
You motherfucker!
Marvin, I haven't heard or seen Jeffy all day.
I know, isn't it great?
Marvin, we should go check on him.
Look, the cops wouldn't care that he's missing until 72 hours have passed.
Marvin.
Okay, look, we'll go look for him. Ugh.
Jeffy,
where are you?
Jeffy!
What doing?
Jeffy,
why are you so dirty?
Because I'm digging the china with my spoon.
Jeffy, you cannot dig the china.
Yes, I can. If I dig deep enough, I'll eventually reach the other side of the earth.
No, you'll never reach the other side of the earth.
Are you saying the world is flat, Daddy?
No, I'm not saying it's flat, Jeffy. You need a bath. You're so dirty.
I don't want a bath, Daddy. I need to finish digging the china.
You need a bath because you're a dirty, stinky boy. Because you are a dirty stinky boy.
I don't want to dig the china no more.
Okay, good, because you get in a bath. You get in a bath right now. Come on.
All right, Jeffy. The bathtub is full, so get in the bathtub.
I don't want to get in the bath, Daddy.
Jeffy, get in the bathtub. You're dirty.
Bathtub.
Yes, you do, Jeffy. You have to get in the bathtub.
Nah.
Jeffy, get in the bathtub right now.
Oh, okay.
Baby, do you have the soap?
Yes, it's right here.
All
right,
Jeffy, you're in the bathtub.
He's drowning!
Swim!
Jeffy!
I don't know, he's dirty, I don't
want to
touch him!
Jeffy!
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yes, their son needs CPR!
Why?
Because he drowned while he was in the bathtub.
He drowned in the bathtub?
Yeah, he doesn't know how to swim.
Well, you don't have to know how to swim to take a bath, you just sit there.
I know, but he did it wrong.
How do you take a bath wrong?
I don't know, look, can you just give him CPR?
Ooh, I really wish you told me that before I came over, because I really took my time getting here. Like, I stopped for coffee and a sandwich, and it was like an onion and mayonnaise sandwich, so my cholesterol is through the roof. So now I get onion mayonnaise coffee breath, and if I give him mouth-to-mouth with that, it's going to be pretty gross.
Look, just give him CPR, I don't care.
Okay, I'll try.
Hey, Daddy!
You saved him?
Yeah, that onion mayonnaise coffee breath will wake anybody up.
Baby, can you move? Say it again.
That onion mayonnaise coffee breath will wake anybody up.
Oh, well, hey, well, Jeffy, are you okay?
Yeah, Daddy, but I'm never taking a bath ever again. That mean water almost drowned me.
Well, Jeffy, if you knew how to swim, that wouldn't have happened.
I teach swimming lessons.
What, you teach swimming lessons?
Yeah, I teach
swimming. You're in the way again.
But where do you want me?
Just right there.
Okay.
You teach swimming lessons?
I teach swimming lessons.
Well, Marvin, we should get Jeffy swimming lessons.
Yeah, Jeffy needs swimming lessons.
Well, good, because I teach swimming lessons.
Well, how much is the swimming lessons?
I charge way too much for swimming lessons.
Well, how much do you charge for swimming lessons?
I charge $100 for swimming lessons.
That's a lot for swimming lessons.
Yeah, some would say too much for swimming lessons.
Well, I think Jeffy really needs swimming lessons, so we should get him swimming lessons.
All right, come on back to my house, and I'll teach you some swimming lessons.
All right, Jeffy, come on. You're going to learn how to swim.
All right.
All right, baby. I'm about to go do swimming lessons with Jeffy.
Okay, Marvin, have fun. I'm going to work on my tan.
Okay.
All right, boys. Sun's out, guns out, boys. Ooh, check out these guns. You see that? Yeah, I'm ripped. That's a swimmer's body. It's because I'm a lifeguard. All right, Jeffy, we're going to teach you how to swim like a dolphin because you almost drowned in the bathtub, so we're going to teach you how to not do that.
Are there narwhals in this pool?
Narwhals? No. No, there's no narwhals.
What about octopuses?
No. No, none of those either. I wish there were 8 of those in there, but no, no animals in the pool.
Can we just start the lesson?
I'm sorry, what? Are you Jesus? How are you standing on the water? And also, why are you fully clothed in the pool?
I don't know what to wear.
It's a pool. Have you never been to a pool before?
I mean,
like, what, do you shower in all your clothes, too?
No, can we just start the lesson, please?
All right, Jeffy. The first rule of swimming is that you gotta make sure you eat a full meal before you get in the water.
Well, I thought you're not supposed to eat before you get in the pool because you'll cramp up.
Okay, that's a myth. See, they just don't want you swimming to your full potential. No. You gotta eat a whole bunch of food before you get in the water so that you have a lot of energy to go swimming, okay? So, Jeffy, I want you to woof this down. You get it? Woof? Because they're hot dogs? It's a swimmer's joke. All right, Jeffy, eat all this food.
Okay. I'm done. I'm so full, my stomach hurts.
Good. That pain is telling your body that you're ready to swim. We call that swimmer's pain. You know, that's how Michael Phelps won all those Olympic medals. He ate a whole plate of hot dogs before every race.
Is that true?
I don't know. Google it. All right, Jeffy, you ready to swim?
I'm scared of the water. I'm afraid it's going to hurt me.
No, the water's not going to hurt you. Here, check it. Whoa.
See? The water bit you.
No. It didn't bite me. It's just really, really cold. You know, I'm already a grower, not a shower. So when I get in there, it's just going to fall off. All right, Jeffy, get in the water.
How about you get in first, you know, because he's kind of scared.
Okay, yeah. Oh, no.
Can you just hurry up and get in the water?
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't just float on top of the water like you, okay? It's cold.
Well, just hurry up, you're a swimming instructor, you're supposed to be okay with cold water.
Well, it's really cold, okay? Does your son really need to learn how to swim that
just bad? Get in the water.
Okay.
Is it really that cold?
Yeah, it's cold, okay? All right, Jeffy, get in the water.
Uh-oh, I'm scared.
No. If I'm in the water, you're going to get your ass in the water, too.
Jeffy, get in the water.
I'm scared.
How about you just encourage him by, like, showing him how to swim?
Okay. Hey, Jeffy, look. I'm going to teach you how to doggy paddle, okay? This is how doggies swim.
No! Doggies can't swim! They're not fishies! What?
Doggies can swim?
No!
Uh-oh, yeah, I'm going to prove to you that dogs can swim. All right, Jeffy, I got your dog. I'm going to show you he can swim.
What? No.
There you go. Yeah, doggy paddle. You're doing it wrong.
He's paralyzed from the neck down.
Why didn't you tell me that before I put him in the water?
Well, I thought you said all dogs could swim.
Well, not paralyzed dogs. I'm sorry, Jeffy.
I'm definitely not swimming now that you killed my doggy.
Oh, no. Okay, look, I have a cat. He can probably swim. He's kind of like a dog. Hold on, I'll get him. Ow! Stop scratching me! Come here, you little... Get in the water! Yeah, swim! Come on, swim! You want to scratch me, you little... See, he's swimming!
I'm not getting in the pool now! It keeps hurting animals!
Look what you're doing. You're making him scared of the pool.
No. The pool's not hurting animals. I'm hurting animals. Don't blame the pool.
Well, show him the kid he's all right.
He's okay. See? Meow. Meow, I'm swimming. See? He's all tired.
Look. Is there any... I thought you were a professional. He's scared of the pool. How are you?
I'm getting him in the pool. Just wait a minute. I got an idea.
What's so funny? You're killing my kitty cat.
Ahoy, Jeffy. It's me, Captain Captain Crunch, don't you want to get in my boat?
No, that boat has holes in it.
Oh, no, no, no. These holes are for your legs so you can feel the water.
But the water is the scary part.
No, 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 it's not. I'd show you, but I don't have legs. But, hey, hey, rich people like boats. Don't you want to be like a rich person?
I guess. Will I get hoes?
Yeah, you'll get a bunch of hoes. But you gotta get in the boat first.
Okay.
Whee! Isn't this fun, Jeffy? Whee!
Whee! Should get out of the pool right now!
Oh, but look how much fun we're having!
Look, I paid you to give him swimming lessons, not float around in a floaty. He can't bring that to the bathtub.
Okay, listen, man. My plan is to flip over the boat so he has no choice but to get in the water.
No, he's gonna freak out!
Well, no, sometimes you just gotta rip the Band-Aid off, you know? He'll be fine.
Well, why can't you just teach him how to swim like a normal person?
I'm sorry, who's the master swimming teacher here? Okay, you see this? That's what SML stands for. Swimming Master Lessons, because that's what I teach. I teach people to become master swimmers, okay? Just trust me.
Okay.
Alright, Jeffy, you just stay right here. I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
I'm not getting in your pool!
No, it's okay, you don't have to. Just stay right here.
What?
I'm gonna go underwater now.
Okay.
Daddy? Where'd the instructor go? That's you guys! That's you guys!
I hate swimming! You doing it?
What the hell? Oh, no! No, no, no! It's back! It's back! You see that? I can't get back to life and he tried to drown me.
Well, they do have 9 lives.
I guess that's true.
Dave, I want to go home. Take me home right now.
Oh, but we're just trying to teach you how to swim.
Yeah,
what you guys did was effed up.
Well, you already felt the water, so you kind of know what it's like to swim.
What is that?
That's a narwhal.
What? You told me there's no narwhals in the pool.
Well, it's not supposed to be.
Dave, I want to go home. Take me home right now.
Come on.
Okay, we're going to go home since you suck at being a swimming instructor.
No.
Well, today was a waste of time.
Clearly.
Baby, what happened to you?
Someone replaced my suntan lotion with cooking oil.
You look like an overcooked chicken.
Yep, because Logan's clearly never cooked chicken before. So I think he meant lobster. But we'll go with overcooked chicken.
You look like a lobster.
Thanks. How did Jeffy's swimming lessons go?
Bad. They were bad. They went really bad.
Mommy, let me tell you what this bald guy did. I was sitting there minding my own business on my little inflatable float, and then he got his friend to flip me over in the water and almost make me drown.
Marvin, that's so mean.
Well, look, at least Jeffy got in the water and kind of swam because he swam back to the inflatable thing. So Jeffy knows how to swim a little bit. So I think, Jeffy, you should go try to take a bath right now.
All right, Daddy. That's fine.
All right, we're going to go try to take a bath and see if he improves, okay?
Okay.
All right, Jeffy, are you ready to take a bath?
Yep.
What, Jeffy? You cannot use this floaty every time you take a bath.
Yes, I can, because it's the only thing that saved me from drowning in that pool.
Jeffy, you can't use this floaty everywhere. I guess you just have to take showers for the rest of your life.
Okay.
Well, Jeffy, look, you have to learn how to swim, because what if one day you fall off a boat or something?
Well, then I'll just take this with me everywhere I go.
You can't do that, Jeffy.
Watch me.
Just get in the shower.
Lavelle, where'd you get that cool SML tank top?
SMLmerch.com.
Hey, Poobie, where'd you get that cool SML t-shirt?
SMLmerch.com.
Hey, Lavelle, where'd you get that cool hat?
Oh, SMLmerch.com, man.
Hey, Poobie, where'd you get that inflatable pencil you're using to look like your dog?
SMLmerch.com.
Oh, my God, and where did Brooklyn Guy get that same exact tank top that you're wearing right now?
SMLmerch.com.
Oh, my God, and you can buy it with the puppets that we sell on...
Is it FMLmerch.com?
FMLmerch.com!
No way!
And every purchase you make from June 2nd to June 12th, you be entered in to win a signed Jeffy puppet!
Really?
Really?
FMLmerch.com!
FMLmerch.com!
Hoes, hoes, hoes! Merry Christmas!
Christmas. What do you want for Happy Honda Day?
Jeffy, what are you doing?
Well, I'm dressed up like Santa Claus, and I'm trying to figure out what you want for Christmas.
I don't want anything for Christmas. Christmas is lame.
Marvin, don't be such a Grinch. Christmas time is for giving.
Yeah, dang, tell me what you want. I'm dressed up like Santa Claus.
Jeffy, Santa Claus isn't even real.
Wait,
what?
Santa Claus isn't real!
He's not! You're 17 years old, Jeffy. You have to find out eventually.
Marvin, don't tell him that!
Baby, he's 17 years old.
Marvin, fix it!
Fine, Jeffy. Santa Claus is real.
Then prove it!
Prove it? I haven't had to prove it before.
Marvin, just take him to the mall so he can sit on Santa's lap.
Baby, it's 10 o'clock at night. The mall's not open.
Well, then hire someone to dress up like Santa.
If you don't prove that Santa Claus is real, I'm gonna poke my eye!
Wait, don't poke yourself in
the... Ow!
Stop it.
Ow!
Stop it.
Ow!
Jeffy,
ow!
I'm about to call Santa Claus.
You have Santa Claus's number?
Yeah, I have his number. I'm going to call him right now.
Can I talk to him?
No, he's not allowed to talk to kids.
Why? Did he get into legal trouble?
He did. Lilith, I'm going to go call Santa Claus. I'm going to invite him over here to talk to you.
Okay.
Come on, hurry up. Answer the phone.
Hey, Marvin. What do you need?
Hey, can you dress up like Santa Claus and come over? My kid wants to meet Santa.
Me? Dress up like Santa? No. See, that wouldn't work because I'm in too good a shape. See, Santa's supposed to be fat, and I'm not. I'm thin. I look amazing. Nobody would believe that I'm Santa Claus. I'm too hot.
Okay, well, do you know anybody that can dress up like Santa?
Well, I do have this one friend who's been looking for work and could really use it.
Does he look like Santa?
Oh, he looks exactly like Santa. It'll be perfect. When you see this guy, you're going to say, that's Santa Claus. It's like his twin.
Okay, then bring him over right now.
Okay, I'll be right there.
Okay, thank you. All right, baby. I got someone to dress up like Santa and come over tonight.
You did?
Yeah, I'm going to tell Jeffy. All right, Jeffy. Santa Claus is coming over tonight.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Is he going to bring his reindeer?
No, he's going to Uber. The reindeer are training for Christmas.
Oh, for the reindeer games.
Yeah.
Where they're going to laugh and call Rudolph names.
Mm-hmm.
Like shithead.
Wait, Jeffy!
Or period nose.
Wait, do not use that language around Santa or he's going to put you on the naughty list. Oh, that must be Santa. Let me go answer the door. Hello?
Hey, this is my buddy Vic I told you about.
What's up? I'm Vic.
You said you had a friend that looked like Santa.
He does look like Santa.
He looks like a criminal.
Well, I mean, he did just get out of prison.
Prison?
Well, yeah, he was in there for about 15 years.
Yeah, 15 long years. Oh, looks like Santa spilled.
Oh. No.
Looks like Santa spilled. You're going to have to clean that up, bud.
Okay.
I'm not hiring him.
Oh, come on. It's not that bad. He's harmless.
Harmless? What'd he go to jail for?
Well, I mean, nothing serious. Just some Grand Theft Auto, aggravated assault, third-degree murder.
Third-degree murder?
Right, third-degree murder.
Third degree. Just third degree. It's like the least bad kind of murder.
I'm sorry. I got that confused. It's first-degree murder. And I don't even feel bad about it. I'd do it again in a heartbeat.
I'm not gonna hire him.
Oh, come on, really?
You're not gonna hire me? You're not gonna hire me? I'll crush your windpipe if you don't hire me!
You're gonna hire him?
Oh, you got the job, buddy.
I got the job! Oh, okay. Well, let's go meet some kids.
Before you meet my kid, can you please put a shirt on?
Oh, no. Vic doesn't do shirts.
No.
He says shirts make him feel constricted, like he's back in prison, and that makes him mad and he breaks things and kills people.
I don't break a windpipe if I have to wear a shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, no shirts, I guess.
No shirts.
Hey, Elf, bring me another beer.
Here you go, Santa. I'm this little elf.
Hey, so what the hell's going on over here? I need to get paid. I got a meeting with my parole officer after this. So where's this kid at?
Jeffy, get in here.
Oh, Santa Claus?
Yeah, kid, I'm whatever you want me to be.
Marvin, who the hell is this?
It's Santa Claus. Jeffy, why don't you sit on his lap?
Here, come here.
I don't want to sit on his lap. What if he has a big wiener?
You don't got to worry about that one, kid.
What the hell is that?
Those are his jingle balls.
But Jeffy, just sit on his lap and tell him what you want.
Oh, okay.
What do you want for Christmas, kid?
I want your Gucci Xbox.
Yeah, we'll get you that one. We'll get right on that one, kid.
Yay! Gucci Xbox!
Yeah, now I need you to get out of this because I need to get paid.
Okay.
All right, so I need to get paid now. Put it in my hands. I need the money.
How much does he need?
I don't know. Like 20 bucks?
No.
What, more? 50? 100 bucks? $100.
Yeah, it'll work, kid.
Let me find 100. Oh, okay, here it is.
Pleasure doing business with you, kids.
Well, okay, let's see. This is my house.
Not anymore, kid.
Okay, I'll see you later. Just please get out of my house without breaking anything else.
I guess I'll get out of here then. See you, nerds.
I'm never calling you again for help.
I understand.
Yay! I'm getting a Gucci Xbox!
Marvin, I need to talk with you.
Jeffy, can you go to your room?
Yeah, I'll go make room for my Gucci Xbox.
Marvin, how could you invite that man into our house? He looked like a creep!
I know, baby, but if I didn't hire him, he was going to strangle and kill people.
What?
Oh, look, baby, look, all that matters now is that Jeffy got to meet Santa and he's happy.
Yeah, but what was that thing Jeffy asked for?
He asked for a Gucci Xbox. I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what that is either.
Okay, I'm going to grab my laptop so we can look it up.
Oh, my God.
What, Marvin?
That Gucci Xbox that Jeffy wants. It's $10,000.
What? We can't afford that.
I know. Why would he ask Santa for that?
Marvin, what are we going to do?
We're just going to have to tell Jeffy that Santa ran out of Gucci parts at the North Pole.
Marvin, we have to get him that Xbox. Otherwise, he won't believe in Santa.
Look. That's where I told Santa Claus I wanted. That's the Gucci Xbox.
Yeah. We just wanted to Google it to see what it looks like.
Yeah, and for the record, if I don't get that, then that means Santa Claus isn't real. And then I'm going to scream, and I'm going to poke my eye.
Jeffy, Santa Claus is going to get you that. He's going to get you that exact one.
All right, well, I'll be back in my room.
Marvin, why would you tell him that?
I don't know. I choked. I was under pressure. Look. We will figure something out. We can just get him a regular Xbox and write Gucci on it in Sharpie.
Oh, no.
Hey, man.
What do you want?
Well, listen, I felt kind of bad that Vic conned you out of $100, so I got him to do something that I think you're really going to like.
I don't want anything from him.
No. You're going to love it. It's great. So, in about 30 seconds, Vic is going to break in through your window and pretend to be Santa Claus delivering presents.
That sounds like a terrible idea.
Why would you tell him to do that?
Well, come on. It'll be really cool, because then, your son is going to see him, and he's going to think Santa Claus is delivering presents.
No, don't let him do that. Stop him. I don't want him to do that.
Too late. That's him.
Ho, ho, ho! It's Santa Claus here to deliver the presents!
You do know impersonating a Santa Claus is punishable by death.
Well, we meet again, Santa Claus.
I thought I'd put you away for good.
You should have killed me.
Maybe I will.
If you strike me down, I'll probably die.
That's the point. Wait, what are you doing?
Something I should have done a long time ago, Santa Claus.
Enough of this.
That didn't sound good. Just stay right here.
Oh, no.
Vic, what's going on in here?
Look, man, I don't know. I just snapped. I don't know.
Oh, my God, Vic, you killed Santa Claus!
Look, when I was younger, I never got the gifts I wanted as a kid, so when I saw him, I just snapped, okay?
Vic, where the hell did you even get a lightsaber?
Look, I keep that thing on me at all times.
Oh, Vic, you're going to go away for a while.
I'm not going anywhere!
Vic... Santa Claus! Santa, are you okay?
Do I look like I'm okay, boy? I have a tree crushing my windpipe. I have seconds to live.
No, Santa, don't say that. What am I going to tell the children?
Tell them Santa's dead. He has died a violent death.
No, Santa, but what are they going to believe in now?
Hanukkah or something. Ho, ho, ho.
No!
You boys better find out who killed Santa Claus. It's a damn shame what happened here. The kids of the world will be devastated.
Hi, mate. Who do you think killed Santa Claus?
I don't know. Why would you even ask me that? I don't know. It's not like I'm the kind of person who would, know the kind of person who would kill Santa Claus. I don't know.
Oh, mate, look at this. I found a beer bottle, and it's got saliva on it. We should test it for DNA.
No. I mean, that could be anybody's beer bottle. I mean, it could be mine.
Why would it be your beer bottle at this crime scene?
Because I have a drinking problem, and I like to drink, and I come here to drink sometimes, so it's probably mine.
Oh, well, I'm still gonna test it for DNA.
No, Simmons! Damn it. I need to warn Vic. Hey.
What was all that noise?
Santa Claus is dead.
Santa Claus is real?
He's real dead is what he is.
What do you mean Santa Claus is dead?
Well, Vic kind of snapped. He snapped Santa Claus's neck with a Christmas tree.
What? Vic killed Santa Claus?
Yeah, he did.
Well, go arrest Vic!
I can't do that.
Why do you protect this Vic guy so much?
Well, listen, me and Vic are childhood best friends. He always had my back growing up, you know? When kids would give me wedgies, he'd cut their hands off. And if they gave me swirlies, he'd drown their entire family in a lake. That kind of thing. Honestly, I'm just kind of scared of him, and I don't want
to
do that.
Well, you have to go arrest him. You can't leave him on the street. He's dangerous.
No. Look, I don't even want to talk about it anymore, okay? Everybody's happy. Your son's happy. He gets to meet Santa Claus. We're all happy.
Well, I'm not happy. My son wants a $10,000 Gucci Xbox for Christmas.
Well, then just tell him no. Be an adult. Tell him that's an unreasonable thing to ask for. Look, Santa's dead. That should make it easy.
I guess you're right. The news is on.
Breaking news, okay? Santa Claus has been killed by an escaped convict named Saint Vicholas, also known as Vic. There's a $10,000 reward if you have any information on Vic that will lead to his arrest.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on. You guys wouldn't.
Wouldn't what?
You wouldn't rat out my friend for $10,000.
Well, look, we really need the money. Look, Jeffy wants a Gucci Xbox.
Oh, come on. Don't rat Vic out just for an Xbox. He's got a good heart. Well, actually, he has several good hearts in his fridge because he sells human organs on the black market.
Well, you said that he got out of jail after 15 years, but the news says he's an escaped convict.
Well, yeah, he escaped after 15 years, but he was only supposed to serve 6.
6 years.
6 life sentences that he was convicted of. It would have been more, but they couldn't find where the bodies were buried because he ate them. So please don't turn him in.
Well, okay. Yeah. We won't turn him in, right, baby?
Of course not.
Yeah, we won't turn him in. But I have some more jobs for Vic to do.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Oh, thanks, man. It means so much that you're willing to help out my friend like this. What do you need him to do?
Well, my toilet's clogged, so do you think he can come unclog my toilet?
Oh, yeah, he's great at that. Oh, thank you so much. I'll go get him.
I'm gonna call the cops.
Okay.
Another cop. Okay, so just stand right there and wait a few minutes.
All right, are you sure Vic's coming?
Yeah, he's coming. So once you arrest him, I get $10,000, right?
Yep.
All right. That's him.
Hello?
Hey, I'm here to unclog your toilet.
None of those are toilet plungers.
I can make it work.
Come inside.
Hey, I really appreciate you hiring me. No one really likes to hire a guy who murdered someone.
Oh, yeah.
Where is your number? What? You set me up!
Get on the ground!
All right, here's your $10,000 for ratting out Vic.
Thank you so much. All right, baby, we can finally buy Jeffy that Gucci Xbox now.
Yay!
Hey, how'd Vic do? Oh, you did not.
No, we didn't get that money by ratting out Vic.
Well, where'd the money come from then?
Slinging leg.
Which is it?
Both?
The Tooth Fairy slings leg, and I'm her pimp, and that's my cut for the month.
Oh, that makes sense. The Tooth Fairy's pretty hot. So, you think I could get an appointment with her? Huh? Do I have to lose a tooth first, or how's that work? Or does it happen during? Is she a freak?
I'm so sorry. The Tooth Fairy's all booked up for the month.
Oh, that sucks. Well, could you put in a good word for me next time you see her? I mean, I'll put a tooth under my pillow to get in bed with her. You know what I mean?
I'll put in a good word for you, buddy.
All right, thanks, man. I'm going to go call Vic and see how he's doing.
Oh, no, don't call Vic. You heard what happened to Vic, right?
No, what happened?
Oh, yeah, the Elon Musk is sending him to Mars.
Yep, he is.
Yeah, Vic is going to be the first guy on Mars.
Wow, that's great. Good for Vic. I'm so glad he'll finally be remembered for something good instead of killing Santa Claus and all those other people.
Yep, so don't even try calling him because there's no cell service in space.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm gonna go home. Thanks, man.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, let's go buy Jeffy this Xbox.
Okay!
Merry Christmas, Jeffy!
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy!
Are you ready to open up your gift?
Well, it better be a Gucci Xbox, or else I'm gonna lose my shit!
What, just open it. It might be that.
All right, let me see. A Gucci box? I didn't want a Gucci box. I wanted a Gucci Xbox.
Well, open up the Gucci box. There might be another prize in there.
All right, let me see. A Gucci Xbox! It's a Christmas miracle! Santa Claus is real!
Marvin, do we tell him that Santa died?
No. Let's just enjoy Christmas.
You sit right there until the judge can see you. I'm not talking until I get a beer! You thought you can get rid of me? Remember, kids, be nice, not naughty.
Marvin, Jeffy's gonna be late to school!
Jeffy, get in here!
What's up, Daddy?
Well, Jeffy, you're gonna be late to school. What are you wearing?
Well, first of all, Daddy, my name's not Jeffy, it's Jeffy Koo, and this is my Dragon Ball outfit.
Dragon Ball outfit? What's a Dragon Ball?
Dragon Ball? Because I'm gonna be dragging my balls across your face.
Jeffy, take that off. You're not wearing it to school.
Aw, Marvin, let him wear it. Jeffy, I think orange is your color.
Thanks, Mommy.
Yeah, orange is his color. It's the color of the jumpsuit he's gonna be wearing in prison when he goes to prison for not being punished as a kid. Jeffy, take that off.
No, Daddy, I'm not gonna take this off. You get to wear the same outfit all the time, and you don't even take a shower.
I'm an adult. I can do whatever I want, Jeffy. You're not wearing that to school. Take it off.
Dad, you're not going to like what I'm going to do next.
What are you doing?
See, you got Kai Blast and you didn't even realize.
Take it off or you're grounded.
You can't ground me, because if you ground me, then I'm going to Kamehame Hakuna Matata you. Kame Hakuna Matata!
All right, Jeffy, just go to school.
All right.
All right, Kraus. Today, we're going to be learning about the brain.
Hey, Cody, your mom gave me brain last night.
What? Ha, good dude.
Hey, Cody, what's your mom's favorite part of the brain?
What?
The medulla oblongata.
I seen it. No, you didn't.
All right, let's learn parts of the brain. The front of your brain is called the frontal lobe. The back of your brain is called the occipital lobe. And then right here in the middle, you have a hippocampus.
Oh, there's a campus full of hippos in my brain?
No, idiot. That's just what it's called.
Teacher, are there hippos in my brain? What's a hippocampus?
The hippocampus is where your memories are stored. And a good way to remember that is if there was a hippo on campus, it would be very memorable.
Oh.
You must not have a hippocampus, because you can't remember anything because you're an idiot.
Call me an idiot one more time.
And the amygdala is the part of your brain that controls your anger. So when you're really, really mad, it's your amygdala.
Hey, idiot. Why you get so mad, idiot, is your amygdala acting up? Huh? Idiot! What the?
Coming on, Daddy!
Jesus Christ! What was that?
Jeffy, are you okay?
Jesus Christ, Junior!
Dude, his power level is over 9,000!
9,000?
What power level? What are you talking about? How do you know his power level?
Dude, you don't have a scouter?
I never joined the Boy Scouts.
Junior, he's going Super Saiyan!
Super Satan?
No, not Satan, Saiyan!
What's he saying?
Look at his hair, dude!
It's blonde.
Yeah,
the brighter his hair gets, the more powerful he becomes.
Yeah, dude!
I thought blondes were stupid.
No, not if they're male!
I'm so confused.
Junior, we really just need to get out of here.
Yeah, dude!
Okay.
Oh, Jeffy, you go Super Saiyan? Well, that's no match for my purple finger laser!
Oh, you messed up now.
Oh, Jeffy Cool. Very, very weak Kai Blast. Now prepare for the most powerful purple finger laser you've ever seen. Two in the pink, one in the stink!
Oh, yeah? Well, watch this. Come on, Daddy!
Oh, how are you stronger than purple finger? It's my right weakness!
You asked for this!
What the?
Alright, time to run your lunch like a weird kid. Oh, what is that?
Oh,
is that Dragon Ball? Only need six more of these.
Hey, Jeffy, how was school today?
It was good, Daddy Gook.
Wait, what is that?
It's a Dragon Ball, and I just need six more balls. Right now, I only have one ball because I'm like Lance Armstrong.
Ooh, Jeffy, earlier today I found a ball just like that.
Gimme, see it.
Here you go.
Gimme, Gook. F yeah. All right, Daddy, now I got two Dragon Balls. Now I just need five more.
Jeffy, that's only four fingers.
Oh, well, just imagine I have one more finger, that's how many more balls I need. I need five more Dragon Balls.
Why do you need five more?
Because once I get all seven Dragon Balls, I can summon the dragon and he'll grant me a wish.
Do you get picked on at school acting like this?
Yeah, I'm gonna kick his ass!
Jeffy!
What, Jeffy, like, do you have friends acting like this?
Marvin!
I'm being serious, baby, he's acting weird.
Dad, don't you dare disrespect Dragon Ball Z! He's serious!
I just want to make sure you're not getting bullied, you know?
Daddy, you're gonna make me go Super Saiyan!
I'll poop my pants, Daddy.
Just don't hurt yourself, Jeffy.
All right, Daddy. I'm gonna go look for more Dragon Balls.
I just hope this is a phase.
Yeah.
My enchiladas are almost done. I sense balls. Oh, there's two more Dragon Balls right there. Hey, you, give me your Dragon Ball. No way. No way you can't have my Dragon Balls. I'll destroy the world before I let you have my Dragon Balls.
Hand over your balls, or I'll make you hand them over.
I'd like to see you try.
All right, you asked for it the hard way. Come
in! You really thought you were more powerful than me? Oh, just wait till you see my Gallic gun! It's not more powerful than when I go Super Saiyan! Nani? My nipples are so hard right now! Nipple beam!
Those balls are mine now!
Marvin, what was all that noise?
I don't know.
Check it out, Danny. I got 4 Dragon Balls. I just need 3 more to summon the dragon.
Jeffy, were you breaking stuff downstairs?
No, don't worry about it, Daddy. You don't even understand Dragon Ball Z. But I'm gonna go look for the other 3.
Come on, Ken, it's your turn. Come on, hurry up, just hit one.
I smell balls! Oh, there they are! There's 2 more Dragon Balls right there! Hey, you! Hand over your Dragon Balls!
Oh, no, you don't. I don't give you consent to grab my balls.
Well, they all belong to you, so hand them over!
Oh, you don't want to fight me. I'm too powerful.
Not as powerful as me when I go Super Saiyan!
Oh, you don't want to see my final form. I'm too hunky.
I guess we'll see about that. You done messed up now, boy!
Pathetic. Now I'll show you what true power looks like. Now you will experience the true power of the dark side. Unlimited power!
I'm too weak.
Just kidding. I'm hunky as shit. You want to fight? Come on.
I don't even need to fight you. That's how lame you are. I can get my son to fight you. Jeffy Han, I choose you.
Jeffy Han.
But what the?
Jeffy Han, use Thunderbolt.
Jeffy Han.
Yeah, I think that's how that goes. Let's grab these Dragon Balls.
On the 6th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 Dragon Balls.
Oh, you found 6? Don't you need 1 more to make a wish?
Precisely, Daddy. I need 1 more Dragon Ball to make a wish to the dragon.
What are you even going to wish for, Jeffy?
You'll see.
Who's that? Hello?
Hey, we got a noise complaint from your neighbors. They said some nerds were fighting in here and yelling.
Oh, that's just my son. He's going through a Dragon Ball Z phase.
Whoa, no way! Kami, Hami, Ha!
Oh man, I'm a huge Dragon Ball Z fan. I love it.
Not you too.
Oh yeah, I've been a fan of it since I was younger. It's great.
My son won't stop talking about it.
Well, there's a lot to talk about.
Who's at your door, Daddy?
Oh my god, no way. Where'd you get that outfit?
Target.
Oh hell yeah, I'm going there right after this.
Jeffy, what will make you stop talking about Dragon Ball Z?
I'm not gonna stop talking about Dragon Ball Z until I collect all the Dragon Balls and summon the dragon.
Kid, you're not gonna believe this, but I have a Dragon Ball.
No way.
Oh yeah, look, I confiscated it from this homeless guy that was trying to smoke it in a spoon.
Daddy, that's the 7th Dragon Ball! That's the last one I need to complete my ball sack!
Wait, you have the other 6 Dragon Balls?
Sure do.
Oh my god, can I watch you summon the dragon? I don't even care about the wish, I just want to see the dragon.
Sure, come on!
Oh yes!
I don't understand what's going on.
Alright, Jeffy, are you ready for this?
Yeah, let's do it.
Alright, someone explain what's going on.
Once I put this Dragon Ball with the others, we can summon the dragon, and he'll grant Jeffy 1 wish.
Yeah, our balls have to touch.
Okay.
All right, Jeffy. Are you ready to see the coolest thing you've ever seen in your life?
Yeah.
What's happening?
The dragon's coming. Oh.
Wait, don't show my ear.
Hey there! I'm Doofy the Dragon!
Everybody bow!
Wait, wasn't he on Good Morning America?
Shh!
And I'm here to grant you 1 wish!
Jeffy, what do you want to wish for?
I wish I had that kid's outfit!
Wait, deal!
Oh, sick! Pew,
pew, pew. Wait, you stole Jeffy's wish!
Yeah, you snooze, you lose.
And now we're definitely gonna fight! Now I'm gonna spirit bomb you!
Oh, no you don't! Not if I spirit bomb first!
Will Jeffy get revenge on Brooklyn Guy for stealing his wish? Does Brooklyn Guy have any powers whatsoever? Find out next time on Dragon Ball Z.
I can't wait to get Marvin's house payment.
Hey, Daddy, can me and Junior go outside and play with my balls?
What?
My soccer ball.
Yeah, sure. As long as you're playing with that ball and not something else.
All right, Daddy.
Who's at the door?
Hello.
Hey, Marvin.
Goodman, what are you doing here?
Well, just like your period, I come once a month, so where's your house payment?
My house payment?
Yep, it's due on the same day every single month, so where is it?
It's in my wallet.
Okay, where's your wallet?
Oh, where is that thing? Where's my wallet? It's upstairs. I have to go look for it.
All right, cool. I'll come help you. Come on, buddy.
No! I think I left it in here somewhere.
Now, where did your pesky wallet run off to?
I have no idea.
What are you looking for?
Oh, baby, I lost my wallet, and we can't find it anywhere.
Oh, it's right here!
Oh, thanks, baby.
You're welcome.
Now we should open it up and see if my house payment's in there, because you said it was.
Wait a minute, baby. That's my old wallet.
What?
Yeah, you know, I got a new wallet today, remember?
I don't remember having this conversation, Mark.
Baby, I got a new wallet. Remember, it was purple with green polka dots, and it plays a song when you open it?
No, that shouldn't be hard to find.
Yeah, so that's my old wallet.
Marvin, I don't remember you getting a new wallet.
Shut up. I got a new wallet, and I showed it to you today. I said, look at my new wallet. It's National New Wallet Day.
I don't remember this.
Look. Get that out of there, okay? Listen, watch. Let's look for my new wallet. It could be... check the cushions. Check in another room somewhere so you can stop talking.
Fine.
Look underwear.
I don't see it.
All right, Jeffy, are you ready to kick the soccer ball?
Hey, Junior, this guy left his keys in the car.
Don't worry, no one's going to steal it. This is an upper-middle-class neighborhood.
I know, Junior, but I'm saying we should steal it.
What? We'll go to jail, Jeffy!
No, Junior, check this out. How about we just hop in, ride to McDonald's, get us a couple Happy Meals, come back, he'll never know.
Oh, my God, Jeffy, that's a genius idea.
I know. Hop in.
I call shotgun.
I call AK-47.
All right, Junior, you ready to go to McDonald's?
Heck yeah!
All right, let's go!
Welcome to McDonald's. How can I help you today?
Yeah, you can start by taking them panties off. And then we'll get 2 chicken nugget Happy Meals, and instead of the toy, put your panties in the box.
All right, your total will be $6.50 at the window.
We ain't got money! Bye!
Jeffy, how are we going to get the Happy Meals? We don't have any money.
Don't worry, Junior. I got this.
Hey, this would be $6.50.
Well, I got to get the food first, and then I'll pay.
That's not how this works.
Well, when I eat at other restaurants, I always get the food first, and then I pay later.
Okay, that's a good point.
All right, thank you. All right, Junior, here's your Happy Meals.
Yes.
Okay, $3.50.
Oh, yeah, hold on. Let me get your money.
Yes! We got the Happy Meals!
Happy Meals!
What? Jeffy, look out! You hit it!
What did I hit, Junior?
I think you hit Remy from Ratatouille!
Oh, man! Let's get out and check on him!
Oh, no, Jeffy, he's dead!
Well, he shouldn't have been jaywalking!
Do you think if I do CPR, I can bring him back to life?
I don't know. Maybe, Junior, you should try it.
Okay. He's not dead! Hey, run him over again! Run him again! Oh, he bit me!
Oh, let me see!
Do you see any bite marks?
Hold still, Junior. You're moving too much.
Vroom, vroom. Do you see any?
No, hold still, Junior. I'm looking.
What? The car.
I'm not driving.
Why'd it start?
Hey! Get back here!
Someone stole the car we stole.
Oh, man.
Hold on. We have to call the cops, Jeffy.
They stole a Happy Meal.
Oh, the Happy Meal too? No! Okay. We have to call the cops and say that someone stole the car we stole.
All right, let's go.
All right, Jeffy, I'm calling the cops. It's ringing.
Okay. Oh, I should really call my daddy and tell him what happened.
Hello, Jeffy, what do you want?
Daddy?
What?
You know the guy that's at the house right now wearing the suit?
Yeah.
Well, me and Junior stole his car.
You what?
And then we lost it.
You lost it? Jeffy, why'd you steal his car, Jeffy?
Well, because me and Junior thought it would be fun to go for a ride and get some Happy Meals.
Jeffy, you find that car and bring it back right now, because if he finds out it's missing, he's going to kill me.
I can't bring it back right now. I lost it.
Find it and bring it back.
All right, I'll see what I can do.
Don't see what you can do. Find it and bring it back.
All right, I'll see what I can do, Dang. Bye.
Is there a problem, Marvin?
Oh, no problem at all. I just really wish we could find my wallet. Where is that thing?
Yeah, well, since it's taken so long to try to find your wallet, I think I'll just come back in the morning.
No, you can't leave. You can't leave.
Why?
Because, like, don't you want your house payment today?
I mean, I prefer it today, but...
Yeah. Don't leave. You can't leave. Don't go out to your car. Just help me find the wallet. I feel like we're really close to finding it. Okay. It could be over here.
Well, I am getting kind of tired, so I'm going to run out to my car and grab my energy drink.
No, you can't go out to your car.
Why?
You don't want to drink energy drinks. They'll give you kidney stones. That'll hurt your pee-pee. You need some water. Let's go to my kitchen and get some water. Come on.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Look at that water. Doesn't that look good?
from the fridge.
Yeah, it's good.
I usually get water flown in from Fiji.
Well, no, just try it. I promise you're going to like it.
Okay.
Isn't it good?
Tastes like ass. And I would know.
Let's just go look for my wallet. Come on.
Hey there, you call the cops?
Yes, sir, officer. Somebody stole our car.
What, your car? You're a child.
Yeah, but it's a friend's car that we were borrowing, but he didn't really know we were borrowing it, but we really need it back.
Yeah, and I'm legally able to drive, so we're good.
Okay, do you have a driver's license?
Yeah, hold on, let me find it.
That's really up there, huh?
You want to smell?
No, thank you.
Look, we really need the car back or we'll get in trouble.
Okay, what'd the car look like?
It was blue.
And fast.
Okay, a blue, fast car.
Yeah, and in the little steering wheel thingy, underneath it there's a little pedal that when you press it, it goes really fast.
Yeah, yeah, they tend to do that, especially those fast ones.
Look, we really need the car back or we're gonna get grounded.
Okay, look, I gotta go in my trunk and get my notebook, because I gotta write all these details down.
Hey, Junior, we should totally steal the police car to go get the car that we stole back.
We can't steal the police car. That's illegal.
I know, Junior, but we have to do it or else we're going to get in trouble. We have to steal the police car to go get the car that we stole back before we get in trouble.
You're right. If the cop can't find out we stole the other car, we're going to get in trouble for that.
Exactly. So we got to go, Junior. We got to go.
Okay. I call shotgun.
All right, go.
Okay. Just going to get my notebook. What? Karen! She left all her stuff back here. Oh, man. If the boss finds out that I've been using the undercover car for beach trips, I'm going to get in a lot of trouble. Wait, what the... Why is the car starting? What... Hey,
get back here! Hey, get back here, you gigs! Dispatch, my squad car's just been stolen!
Oh, we stole a cop car!
This is crazy!
Okay, we have to use a stolen cop car to find the other car we stole so we can get it back so we don't get in trouble.
All right, let's do it!
Okay, I'm gonna try to track the car with this, like, computer thing.
Okay.
It's gonna be like some cop stuff in here.
Yeah.
Oh, man, where's Jeffy with Goodman's car?
Did you find your wallet yet, Marvin?
No, I haven't found it yet.
Yeah, I wouldn't think it'd be behind the blinds either.
Yeah, no, it wasn't behind the blinds.
Well, since I'm near a window, I might as well take a look at my car.
No, you don't want to look at it. I already looked at it for you. It was really nice. It's a really hot car.
Yeah, I know it is. I just love the color blue. I got it the same color as my balls. Yeah, blue balls. Because I still haven't gotten my house payment yet.
Oh, whoa, we're going to find my wallet. Let's just get away from the window. You don't need to look at your car. Come on.
Oh, man, Junior. I don't see him anywhere. Oh, Junior, look! They're right there! Junior? Oh, Junior, what's wrong? Oh, man, you're getting away, Junior! I'm gonna chase you! All right, hold on, Junior! I'm gonna get our car back!
Hey! Hey! Hey, you pull the car over right now! You give us our car back, you asshole!
Wait, why aren't we moving?
No, ran out of gas.
Hey, you get out of the car right now. I'm not going to chase you all over the damn town.
But I was having fun.
Get out of the car right now, because I'm not getting grounded over you. Junior, we got the car back. Junior? All right, Junior, you just sit right there. We're going to get you home and get you a Happy Meal, and you'll be feeling good. All right, let's go. Oh, man, the car won't start. Oh, we're out of gas. The hobo done drained the tank.
Hey, you think it's funny to steal a cop car? Huh? Do you, punk?
Well, I had to steal your cop car in order to get our car back.
Well, I guess if you get your car back in the end, it was worth it. You know what they say, two wrongs do make a right.
Yeah, but we're out of gas right now, so could you give us some?
Oh, I got your gas right here.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, it's a man's fart. Well, I guess I can push your car.
All right, well, you start pushing and I'll steer.
Okay.
Keep pushing!
I'm doing it!
Keep pushing!
Okay!
Almost!
Oh, God.
Almost there! Good!
Okay, kid, you're home.
Thanks for giving me a push.
Yeah, do you think you could give me a ride back to my car?
I'm out of gas.
Oh, yeah, right, of course. That's the whole point of all this. Okay, I guess I'll just walk back to my car.
Let's check the couch again.
No, Marvin! I'm tired of looking for your stupid wallet. I'm just gonna leave and come back in the morning.
No, please don't leave. Look, I think we can find my wallet. I think we're really close to finding it. I can just feel it.
Marvin, look! I found your wallet!
Is my house payment in there?
Let me open and look. Looks empty to me, but it plays a cute song when it's open.
How did you even find that wallet? I lied about it existing.
You lied?
Dang, I'm back. What? And the package is secured. The pee is in the toilet. And the poop is in the sink.
So you got the car back?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I lied about the house payment. You know I don't have it.
You lied to me and wasted my whole day? You didn't even have your house payment? Oh, I'm so mad. I'm just going to be back in the morning.
Yeah, I'll try to have it by tomorrow. Jeffy, you stole Goodman's car?
Well, I got it back, Daddy. But I think Junior has rabies.
Oh, I can't wait to get out of here. That was the biggest waste of my time. Why is my car not starting? Out of gas? Ew! Poor!
Alright, class. Tomorrow is show and tell. So bring your favorite thing to class tomorrow so you can show the class and tell them about it. Get it? Because that's why it's called show and tell.
Show and tell? Oh my god, I have so much cool stuff I can bring.
Ooh, guys, I'm gonna bring roadkill. So tell me, guys, what dead animal do you want to see?
Me and Ken are gonna bring the coolest thing ever that I bet nobody else has.
Well, Penelope, what are you gonna bring?
I'm gonna bring something close to my heart.
Guys, she's gonna show us her boobs.
What?
Yeah, it's close to your heart. Your heart's right here and then your boobs are outside your heart.
Shut up, Junior.
Or she's gonna show us her rib cage.
Yes, Joseph, that would be close to her heart.
I know it!
What should I bring for show and tell tomorrow?
You should bring a microscope so everyone can see your little tiny brain, dummy.
Well, you should bring a microscope to show everyone your tiny wiener!
I bet whatever you bring tomorrow is going to be stupid.
I'll have you know that I have a cat piano that makes cat noises.
No, you don't. It's impossible.
Well, I do have one, and you'll see it tomorrow because that's where I'm going to bring it.
Well, if you don't bring it, you're a loser.
Well, I'm going to bring it, so I'm not a loser.
Yeah, right. I'll believe it when I see it.
Oh, man. I can't wait to pour a tall glass of soda. Oh, yes. Looks so good. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Marvin!
Oh, no! Look what you did!
Oh, I didn't do that!
You startled me!
Marvin, his toy's ruined. Jimmy's gonna be mad.
Look, he shouldn't be leaving his toys in the kitchen. It's not ruined. Just grab some napkins. We can clean it up.
Okay. All right, Marvin, it's all clean.
It looks good as new. Jeffy won't notice that you poured soda on it.
I didn't pour soda on it. You did.
Baby, if you wouldn't have scared me, I wouldn't have dropped it, so it's your fault.
That's not my fault.
All right, Dad. I need my cat piano.
Here it is, Jeffy.
All right, sweet.
How was school, Jeffy?
What?
What's wrong, Jeffy?
My kitty cat piano is not making kitty cat noises.
Oh, maybe it's not on.
Nope, it's on.
Oh, well, maybe the batteries are dead.
No, I changed them last night.
But maybe she poured soda on it.
I didn't pour soda on it, you did!
Well, if you wouldn't have scared me, I wouldn't have dropped the soda on it.
Wait, you spilled soda on my cat piano?
Oh, it was her. Jeffy, just stop crying. Look, you don't even need this dumb toy anyway.
No, I need it for tomorrow at school.
Well, why do you need it at school? You can't take this to school.
Because tomorrow is show and tell, and there's this kid that doesn't believe me that my cat piano can make kitty cat noises.
Well, Jeffy, don't take this to show and tell. You'll get bullied if you take this. Take a different toy.
No, I have to take this one, and it's not making kitty cat noises.
Okay, look, we will call a repairman to get it fixed. Baby, call a repairman.
Me?
Just call him.
Fine.
Look, Jeffy, everything's gonna be fine. Maybe there's just something stuck in the keys or something like that.
Yeah, probably soda is stuck in the keys.
Look, that's the repairman right now. She's answering the door.
Good.
Hello?
Hey there, you call a repairman?
Yes, I need your help.
What do you need help with?
My cat got wet and now it won't meow.
Your cat got wet?
Yeah.
Wait, aren't you married?
Yes, but my husband can't help me fix it. That's why I called you.
Okay, yes, I can help, but yeah, so how do you want to do this? Like, do you want to get stuck in the dryer and I try to help you out?
No, come upstairs, we can fix it on the couch.
Oh, okay, even better. God, thank you. How did I get so lucky?
Come in here,
You're going to want to put some towels down, because it's going to be like a Diet Coke with Mentos and... I gotta stop jumping to conclusions.
Why are you naked?
Yeah, why are you naked?
I thought you were talking about something else.
I was talking about the cat piano.
Well, I can see that now.
Wait, why are you naked?
Because it's hot in here. You know what? That's why. So turn on your AC. I had to take my clothes off. Now let's just get this over with. I'm not in the mood.
Okay, well look. This is my son's cat piano and I spilt soda on it so it doesn't work.
Oh, that's why you said your cat was wet. Okay, I get it now.
Well, can you fix it?
Well, what's it supposed to do?
When you press the key, it's supposed to meow.
Well, it's not doing that, so you fried it.
What? I fried it?
Yeah, you're gonna have to get another one.
I don't want another one! I want this one!
Is that how we act here? Like 5-year-olds?
Oh, is there any way you can fix this one?
No, it's done. Get another one.
Oh, Look, I'll pay you $100 if you can fix it.
Okay, I have an idea. Hold on.
What's taking him so long?
Hey, Marvin, press one of the keys!
What?
Press one of the keys!
Okay.
See, it's fixed. Tell your son it's fixed.
Jeffy, your piano's fixed.
Really? Give me see. It doesn't sound right.
Wait, he doesn't sound right.
What do you mean it doesn't... Ow! This little shit bit me.
What happened?
Well, I found a cat and I was squeezing him every time you pressed a key.
Well, that's not fixing it. He has to take it to school for show and tell. He can't squeeze a cat show and tell.
Okay, look, man. I got blue balls, a cat just bit me, and I can't fix your piano, okay? It's not gonna happen. Just buy another one.
What? No, at least can I have that $100 back?
No.
I need my cat piano for show and tell tomorrow.
We're gonna fix it.
Marvin, I think we need to buy a new one.
Okay, you go to the store and buy a new one, and I'm going to just throw this one away, and then when the new one comes, we'll just say it's his old one.
Okay.
All right, Jeffy, I'm going to go to the kitchen and fix this, so just stay right here and don't follow me.
Okay.
Okay, Marvin, I got the cat piano.
Baby, what is this?
It was the best one I could find.
It's really small. He's going to be able to tell it's not the original.
Maybe he won't notice.
Hey, Jeffy. We fixed your cat piano.
What the hell is this?
It's your cat piano. Look, it meows. See?
This is dumb! It's too small! I want the big one!
Hey, Jeffy, sometimes it's not about size. It's how you use it, right, baby?
Yeah, some people say that, but I kind of like the big ones.
Yeah, I like the big one, too, so I want the big cat piano back!
Well, Jeffy, look, there isn't a bigger one, right?
Well, there's actually a bigger one at the store.
Then why didn't you buy that one?
Because it's really big.
Well, then go get that one.
Okay!
April Fool's, Jeffy. This was just a prank.
But it's November.
I know. Isn't that just crazy?
All right, Marvin, how about this one?
Baby, this is huge!
I told you that!
Daddy, I think I like this one more.
No. Okay, guys. How about we just throw this one away because it's really loud. Guys, stop it! Wait, look, how about we throw this away and I'll go find the original one.
Marvin, they're all sold out.
No, I will find it somewhere. All right, so look, just throw this away and I'll be right back. I can't find that cat piano anywhere. I looked online, I looked in the store, I just can't find it. Oh, God, I'd give my soul for a cat piano.
Wait!
The devil!
So,
God?
God, what are you doing here? I was here first.
Oh, whatever, Lucifer.
Hey, don't tell me that. It is Craig now.
Craig, what a dumb name. Anyway, who are you going to pick? And remember, if you don't pick me, I'm going to burn you.
What a nice guy, right?
Don't listen to him. He's just salty because I kicked him out of heaven. He was double dipping in the cheese dip at my friend's quinceañera.
Everybody was double dipping.
Well, you're the only one I saw doing it.
Okay, so who are you picking?
I think I'm gonna go with God.
Oh, come on, he wins everything!
Yeah, that's right, get to stepping, ho.
I'm out of here.
Alright, so what do you need?
Okay, well, I broke my son's cat piano, and I was wondering if you could make a new one.
Cat piano. Yeah, I can do that. Just describe it so I can make it.
Okay, so it's like an orange cat, and it's like a piano, it makes cat noises.
Wait, so is its body the piano?
But no, it's like the cat's face, and like the teeth are like the piano keys.
Man, that's weird. You're freaking me out.
Oh, can you just try to make it?
I think I can. Hold on. Is that it?
Hey, that is it. It's perfect.
Yep, it is. All right, I'm going to take off. I got a quinceañera to go to. Excuse me.
Oh, my God. It's perfect. It's perfect. All right, Jeffy. I fixed your cat piano.
Oh, you fixed it, Natty.
How did you do that, Marvin?
Let's just say I got a little help from God.
Yes, God.
All right, Jeffy. Take it to your show and tell tomorrow.
Oh, I sure will, Daddy. I'm going to show that boy that he's wrong.
All right, Crass, today is show and tell. So I'm going to call you up one by one, and you're going to come up to the board and show the Crass what you brought. Cody, you first.
With me first? Hold on. Get in your suit, Ken. Okay, we're ready. Okay, guys, so for my show and tell, I brought these Coke bottles.
That's lame.
Loser.
Guys, let him finish.
Thank you, Penelope. Now, these look like normal Coke bottles, but if you turn them around, they have me and Ken's name on the back.
Never mind, that's lame. Loser!
Wow, the best you can do is a Coke bottle, dude? I'm homeless and I'm gonna do better than you.
Yeah, loser!
Ken's a Power Ranger. He's the red one. You see that? That's cool, right? He was in all the shows.
What if you just went to the store and bought a Power Rangers action figure and you're trying to say it's Ken?
No, this is really Ken. He's a real Power Ranger.
Dude, I just found Ken in your desk. That's totally not Ken.
Shut the fuck up, Jordan!
Hey, dude, no throwing!
All right, Cody, go back to your desk. Joseph, you're next.
Yeah, Joseph. Let's see what you bring.
Yeah. I'm about to knock this out of the park. This is how you do a real show and tell, Cody.
All right, guys.
This is Tommy. He's a dead squirrel. I found him on the side of the road. He got hit by a car. No, wait. A truck. A Toyota? No, no, no. Oh, yeah. It was a Ford. It was a Ford. Going 45 miles per hour. Oh, he was drunk. He was drunk, guys.
Thank you, Joseph.
I mean, you can pet him if you want. I mean, he might bite you. He has rabies.
After a crash, you can pass him around and everyone can pet him. Go back to your desk. All right, Junior, you're next.
Thank you, Flash. Ha! Beat that, guys.
Joseph, anybody can grab a dead animal out of the road.
But can you tell the make and model and the speed and the sobriety of the driver through the taste of his blood?
No.
I didn't think so.
Let me go grab my show-and-tell person. All right, guys. What if I told you that a whale, a pig, and a cow had a threesome and had a baby?
Junior, is that my mom?
Shut up, Cody. I'm presenting. I present to you the amazing talking whale, pig, cow.
Hey, everybody. Mom! Oh, hey, Cody. What am I doing in your classroom?
Ta-da! I heard that this magnificent creature can eat 5 times his body weight in food.
It's true. Catch me at the Golden Corral Buffet on Tuesdays. I'm an animal.
Thank you, Junior. Go back to your seat. All right, Penelope, you're next.
Oh, my gosh, she's gonna show us her tits.
Mom, I can't believe you'd embarrass yourself and me like that. Oh, Cody, you know your mommy loves attention.
Yes, I'm still winning.
Yay, it's my turn.
I'll take your shirt off. Take it off.
Shut up, Junior.
Oh, I can't wait.
All right, guys, for show and tell, I brought my baby blanket. I've had it ever since I was a baby.
So you got it today?
Shut up, Junior.
Take your shirt off.
I'm not doing that. This is what I brought for show and tell.
Boo!
I think hers is even worse than mine, right, guys? Come on, let's boo her.
Boo! Boo!
All right, Penelope, take your baby blanket and go away. All right, Bori, you're next.
I bet you brought something lame.
Oh, yeah? It's hammer time.
Hey, guys, this is my attitude hammer. I use it to smash things in my bedroom while I listen to Slayer whenever I don't understand things. Like whenever my mom heats up my kids' cuisine and the brownie's molten hot but the chicken nuggets are ice cold.
Thank you, Bori. Now go back to your desk. Patrick, you're next.
Okay, I'm ready. Hey, everybody. For my show and tell, I drank both bottles of Cody's Coke.
You what?
And now I'm gonna do the biggest burp ever.
Thank you, Patrick. You can go back to your desk.
Okay.
All right, Jeffy, you're next.
Yes, it's finally my turn.
Yeah, let's see this piano that makes cat noises, if it even exists.
Okay, watch this. Alright guys, for show and tell, I brought my cat piano. It makes cat noises. And I even wrote a song. This is my show and tell project. This is my show and tell project.
Very cool, Jeffy. Now go back to your desk.
Alright, what do you think about that?
A piano that makes cat noises? I don't understand it!
Oh, what are you doing? What are you doing? Why would you break my cat piano?
That thing is haunted. There's like 1,000 cat souls inside it. That's how it makes the noise.
I'm gonna beat you up!
So, Marvin, how do you think Jeffy's show and tell went?
I'm sure it went fine.
It went bad! Look at this, Daddy!
Oh, you broke your cat piano!
I didn't break it! Old Bob the Builder ass decided to lodge his hammer in my cat piano! So I beat him up!
Jeffy! You beat up a classmate?
I sure did, because he broke my cat piano! So please fix it, Daddy!
Oh, Jeffy, I don't think I can get you another one.
Oh, I need a new cat piano!
I'll call the repairman.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, I heard you needed something fixed.
Yeah, my cat got smashed.
Well, I got one for you. What did Cinderella say when she got to the ball?
What?
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
Jeffy, why are you singing that song?
Marvin, it's not his birthday, is it?
I don't think so.
Because it's my birthday, now.
Wait, it's your birthday?
Oh, no, Marvin, it is his birthday. How could we forget?
I don't know.
You ever forgot my birthday?
Well, no, we didn't forget your birthday. We just thought it was tomorrow.
That means you forgot.
We'll make it up to you.
How are you gonna unruin my birthday?
We're gonna
give you the best birthday party ever, like, with a cake and confetti. Baby, go get a cake.
Okay.
With confetti. We'll give you the best birthday ever. So let's start with your birthday dinner. Where do you want to go for your birthday dinner?
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell?
Yeah, I want a bean taco from Taco Bell.
All right, that's easy. All right, let's go to Taco Bell.
All right.
Thank you for choosing Taco Bell. What can I get started for you today?
Just one second. What do you want, Jeffy?
I want a taco.
Okay.
With beans.
With beans?
Yep, just beans. Only beans and shell.
Okay.
And don't forget the hot sauce.
Don't forget. Okay. Can I get a taco?
All right. That's one crunchy taco. What else for you?
And hot sauce.
182, please drive around.
Don't forget the hot sauce. If you forget the hot sauce, I swear I'm gonna steal the Taco Bell sauce.
They're not gonna forget the hot sauce.
All right, good.
All right, Jeffy, just sit right here and eat your Taco Bell because I think Mommy's almost done setting up your party downstairs.
All right, Daddy.
Everything's set up, Marvin.
Everything's set up?
Yep.
So you got a cake?
Yes.
With candles?
Uh-huh.
And confetti?
Yeah.
You gotta be shitting me!
Jeffy, language!
What's wrong, Jeffy?
Those effers forgot my hot sauce!
Jeffy, stop saying effers.
No, they forgot my hot sauce, Daddy!
They didn't forget the hot sauce. I told him like 15 times.
Well, it's not in there.
Well, can you just eat it without hot sauce?
No! I wanted hot sauce for my bean taco. So you know what that means? They're gonna get their Taco Bell sign stolen.
We're not stealing a Taco Bell sign, Jeffy.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not, Jeffy. Let's just eat your taco. And look, there's a cake downstairs. Let's go blow out the candles.
No, I gotta go steal their Taco Bell sign.
No, Jeffy. Let's go blow out the candles on your cake and celebrate your birthday. Come on.
And then we get to go steal the Taco Bell sign.
Surprise!
It's not a surprise because you already told me about it.
Jeffy, look. She got you a cake and plates.
Who emptied a paper shredder all over the table?
It's confetti, Jeffy. It's fun.
Wait, so fun.
Look, Jeffy, we're going to sing you happy birthday, then you're going to blow out your candles, and then we'll get you whatever you want.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you.
What? Jeffy, we weren't done singing.
All right, the first thing I want for my birthday is everyone who's watching this video to go ahead and hit the like button and hit the subscribe button. I'll wait. Did you do it? All right, great. Thanks for my birthday present.
Jeffy,
and everyone who didn't do it has no friends.
Jeffy, what do you really want for your birthday?
Well, what I really want for my birthday is the Taco Bell sign.
Jeffy, we can't get you the Taco Bell sign.
Well, they ruined my birthday, so I'm going to ruin their business by stealing their sign.
Baby, we have to go get them the Taco Bell sign.
Marvin, you can't steal the Taco Bell sign. It's illegal.
Jeffy, we can't get you the Taco Bell sign.
Worst birthday ever! I'm going to keep screaming until I get the Taco Bell sign.
We'll get you a Taco Bell sign.
Marvin, you better not!
Come on, Jeffy, let's go get the stupid sign. All right, Jeffy, what part of the sign do you want?
I want the big bell and the one that says taco.
All right, I'm going to get a ladder and let's go up there and get it.
All right.
All right, Jeffy, there's your Taco Bell sign.
Best daddy ever!
Marvin, you didn't!
Well, it's the only thing he wanted for his birthday.
That'll teach him for forgetting my hot sauce.
How did you even do that?
It's called a drill, Mommy. And a ladder.
Why?
Well, we forgot Jeffy's birthday, and I felt bad, so I thought, you know, if we got the Taco Bell sign, he'd be happy. And isn't it worth it to see that smile on his face?
What are you going to do when they notice?
They're not going to notice. Everybody knows where Taco Bell is. They don't need a sign.
Aw, you're going to go to jail.
I'm not going to go to jail. Taco Bell has like $1 billion. They can just buy another sign.
That's not the point, Marvin. It's wrong.
What? Well, wrong, schmong.
Marvin, look the news.
Breaking news, MK. Someone has stolen the sign off of a Taco Bell, and no one can tell what restaurant it is. The police are holding a live press conference now. Let's go to that.
Thanks, Goodman. As you can see from this picture here, this is a Taco Bell. I think. See, I don't know, because there's no sign out front, because somebody stole it. You know, so restaurants have signs in front of them so that you know where you're going. But now, nobody knows what's going on. Customers keep coming into the Taco Bell, and they're ordering Baconators, thinking it's Wendy's or something, and the workers don't know what's going on either. They're in there trying to make Big Macs with burrito supplies. It's chaos. So listen up. Whoever stole that sign, we're coming for you.
Oh, no.
Marvin, I don't want any part of this illegal activity. I'm leaving for a couple of days.
But baby, no. Come back. Jeffy, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm just polishing my brand new Taco Bell sign. I love it so much.
Well, you better love it, because now the cops are looking for us.
Daddy, help me!
What, Jeffy, are you okay?
No, Daddy, I'm stuck. I think my legs are broken. This is the worst birthday ever. Please get the sign off me.
Okay, I'll get it. Jeffy, are you sure your legs are broken?
Yeah, they hurt! Don't touch them!
Okay.
I need you to call a doctor.
I can't call a doctor, Jeffy, because they're looking for the people who stole the Taco Bell sign. And if I call a doctor, they're going to see that we're the people who stole the Taco Bell sign.
Then what are we going to do?
I don't know.
Oh.
315, 316, 317, 318, 319, 320. Wait a minute. It's today! Jeffy's 18th birthday is today! I'm rich! I just gotta get out of this stupid prison first! Alright, time for me to use my sexy charm to escape. Hey there, big boy!
But shut up, inmate! I'm trying to figure out who stole this Taco Bell sign. Ugh, my back is killing me.
Oh, well, I could give you a back massage if you let me out of this cell.
No. What if you escape?
Oh, come on. I wouldn't do that. I love it here. I got my own bed and my own toilet. It's paradise.
Huh. I do really want a back massage. Okay, fine. I'll let you out for 5 minutes to massage my back, but then you're going right back in your cell.
Okay.
All right. Now I let you out. I really need you to get between my shoulder blades, because that's where all my stress is.
Okay. I knocked him out! I'm free!
Oh, damn!
They still jumping you.
All right, Jeffy, I wrapped your legs in paper towels. It kind of looks like a cast.
But they still hurt, Daddy!
Well, if you sit really still and keep your legs straight, eventually they'll heal straight.
Because that's how that works.
I don't know, Jeffy, I'm not a doctor.
Well, then call one!
We can't call a doctor, Jeffy, because of your stupid birthday gift. It's illegal.
Oh, no, who's that? What if it's the cops, Daddy?
Look, I'll handle it. You just stay right here and don't make any noise.
Okay.
All right. If it's the cops, I'm going to say, what Taco Bell sign? Yeah, that'll work. Hello?
Surprise!
Ow, my legs hurt so bad.
Oh, Jeffy, it's Mommy.
What are you doing here?
Well, today's your 18th birthday, and Mommy's gonna get paid.
Today's not my 18th birthday. It's my 17th birthday.
Nice try, Jeffy, but I've been counting the days in prison. Now come here.
The Find My Fugitive app says she's in here somewhere.
Oh my God, Marvin, what happened to you?
Jeffy's mom, she hit me in the face with a mallet.
Oh my God, so she is in here.
Help me!
Jeffy!
Come on, let's go upstairs.
Wait. Upstairs?
Yeah, that's where your son is.
He's gonna see the Taco Bell sign. No, let's not go upstairs. They can come down here. Can y'all guys come down here?
What are you talking about? Let's go! Wait, can I help you?
Just don't look this way.
Okay, whatever.
Don't come any closer. I'm gonna bonk him.
Nancy, why'd you escape from prison?
What? It's prison. It sucks. What do you mean?
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. But why today?
Well, today's Jeffy's 18th birthday, and I'm gonna inherit all his money. Well, actually, he's gonna inherit his father's money, and then I'm gonna take his money. But I'm still getting the money.
What? No, today's not Jeffy's 18th birthday. It's his 17th birthday.
No. I've been counting.
Well, no, actually, today is his 17th birthday, and I know. Because it's also my birthday.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, everybody sing happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Brooklyn guy. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, that was very nice.
What, Willie?
Stop it. Oh, okay, Nancy, seriously, it actually is his 17th birthday.
Oh, well, I guess I messed up. Must have counted wrong. It's okay, I'll just break out next year.
Yeah, you go ahead and try that. What are you doing over there? Wait a minute. Is that the Taco Bell sign?
God damn it.
Okay, who stole this?
It was Nancy.
No, it's not me.
Yeah, it was you. When you came over, you brought the sign with you.
No, it couldn't have been her. She was in jail when it got stolen.
Oh, you're right.
Okay, I'm going to take her back to jail. Then I'm coming back over here. Come on.
Oh, no. Jeffy, what do we do?
Oh, no, Daddy.
Get in there. Congratulations. You just added 5 years to your sentence.
No. Where did I go wrong? 17. Okay, so Jeffy's 18th birthday is next year. And next year, I'm gonna get you, Jeffy.
All right, she's in jail. Now, who's next to go to jail? Who stole this sign?
All right, officer. Look, it's my son's birthday, and all he wanted for his birthday was a Taco Bell sign. So I stole it for him for his birthday.
Really? You'd commit a felony for your son's birthday? That's actually really sweet. I wish somebody would commit a felony for my birthday.
Oh, cheer up. I bet someone will commit a felony for your birthday one day.
Really? Do you think so?
Hold on, I got an idea. Hey, Jeffy, there's two parts to your Taco Bell sign. Do you think we can give one to the police officer?
Thank you.
He had a bean taco earlier.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Okay, it smells like ass in here. I'm just gonna go. You keep the sign. Happy birthday.
Let her go, or suffer the consequences.
Baby! Thank God you're here! You're so brave and so sexy!
Wait! Who is he with that gorgeous hair?
I shampoo and condition.
So sexy!
Oh, the hair! It's my only weakness!
Are you ready to die?
Oh, he can fly too!
Of course I can. I'm Super Hair Man. Super Man. Hair.
Oh, it's too much!
Ah! I got you, baby, I got you! Ah! Baby, I saved you!
Thank you so much for saving me!
Oh, hey, watch the hair! Oh, man, it was just a dream. I wish my life was like that dream. A full head of hair. Can you imagine me being a sexy beast? Oh, my life is so sad. Huh? Who's at the door? Oh, they probably woke me up from my dream. Hello?
Hey, you want to see my pencil?
What, your pencil? Wait, who are you? What are you doing here?
Oh, my name is Jeffy. She says it on my shirt. Jeffy.
What, Jeffy? What's this note say?
Oh, it says I'm a good boy.
Please babysit. Sorry, wait, I'm not a babysitter. What are you doing here?
Oh, my mom dropped me off, and she said that my name is Jeffy, and now I'm a good boy.
Well, your mom needs to pick you back up because I'm not a babysitter, so where's she at? Where'd she go?
Oh, she drove off.
She drove off? Wait, how am I supposed to take you back to her? Look, how about this?
You want to see my pencil?
You've already showed me that.
See, it can go on my nose. Look.
Don't do that.
Why?
Because you're going to hurt yourself.
Why?
Because pencils aren't supposed to go in noses.
Why?
Because it hurts.
Why?
Stop saying why.
Why?
No, don't start shouting.
You want to see me draw a pretty picture?
No, no pretty picture.
I'm drawing on your wall. It's a pretty picture.
No,
I'm
just stop it.
Why?
What if I came to your house and drew a pretty picture on your wall?
Go for it.
No, go for it.
Yes, go for it.
Stop it. All right. What? What was that? What are you doing? No, look. How about you come inside and I give you some gummies?
Gummies?
Yeah, gummies.
Okay.
Yeah, come on. Let's find your mom. Oh, God. Why is this my life? Why did he show up at my door? All the houses in the neighborhood, and he chose mine. Okay, look. I'm going to give him the gummies, and I'm going to call Rose for help. Hey, Jeffy, I got your gummies.
Why?
Because I said I'd get you gummies.
Feed me. I'm a giraffe. Oh.
Wait, no, you're not a giraffe.
Gummy right here.
Yeah, gummy does go right there, but you can put the gummy there.
You done.
No. Wait, why are you wearing a diaper?
In case I poop my pants.
But the diaper's on the outside of your pants.
Yeah, so it won't get dirty.
But then your pants will get dirty. Okay, look. Here's a whole box of gummies. You can just eat these and have... Wait, what are you doing? Stop it!
I'm trying to put a pencil in my nose.
And I said stop it. The pencil does not go in your nose.
Why?
Because pencils aren't meant for noses.
Then why does my nose have holes in it?
To breathe.
Does your nose have holes in it?
Yes, every nose has a hole in it.
Then a pencil goes in it.
No, just because a pencil will fit in it doesn't mean it should go in it. So look.
Open your nose.
No, open the nose.
Yes, open your nose.
Look, just eat your gummies, okay?
You want to see my pencil?
I've seen it. You show it to me every 5 seconds. You can just eat the gummies, and I'll be right back. Come on, answer the phone. Answer the phone. Why do you have a phone if you don't answer it?
Hey, baby.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Okay, look, I have a huge problem.
Baby, I know you're bald, but we talked about it. You can get the hair in place.